Collingwood councillors will roll up their sleeves this afternoon to deal with the latest draft of the 2025 budget, and will be starting off with a significant reduction over the last draft. At their Committee of the Whole meeting on December 2, council will pore over the latest draft, which forecasts a tax increase of 6.96%, down from the original proposal of 8.94%. However, some news delivered on Friday from the province, after the second draft of the budget was prepared, means the projected tax increase will actually be reduced further to 4.52%, nearly half of what was originally proposed. This past Friday, the province announced it would be offering $77 million to municipalities to offset the skyrocketing OPP billing increase seen by many Ontario municipalities this year. On Monday morning, Mayor Yvonne Hamlin said in a statement this would reduce Collingwood's bill from $7.1 million to $6.1 million, which would bring Collingwood's overall OPP increase from 37% down to 18%. We provided significant feedback from the town of Collingwood to the province about the initial increase, said Hamlin in the statement. I am happy that our concerns were acted upon. In addition to the spike in OPP costs and a $985,000 revenue reduction from reserves, there is also a $5.6 million funding gap for the renewal of existing town assets. In 2024, council voted to use that year's budget surplus to offset a major tax increase, with that year's increase coming in at 1.67% once the surplus was applied. At that time, then-Treasurer Monica Quinlan warned councillors that such a move would, essentially, push the inevitable tax increase down the road to 2025. Current Treasurer Jennifer Graham has said, with 1 month left in the year, that there likely isn't a surplus to pull from this year to offset a tax increase. Council sat for a six-hour meeting on November 13 to try to reduce the budget as much as possible, however found the task difficult. Of the $2,681,766 operating budget resource requests made by town staff for next year so far, council did cut $55,000 proposed for a town council governance and structure review and $13,000 for a seasonal communications student. Councillors also removed a $375,000 request to add funds to reserves for a future arts center and multi-use recreation facility. Those changes, along with some miscalculation errors discovered and corrected for the second draft, account for the 6.96% increase. At that meeting, there were still some further operating requests not yet discussed, nor had the capital budget been addressed yet. Any decisions made during Committee of the Whole on the budget are not final, and any items removed can be returned, or new items added, up until the budget is ratified. The budget is expected to be ratified at Council's meeting on December 16 unless Council requests more changes or time. However, the reduction in the OPP costs will make the process a little easier for councillors today. Thank you, Solicitor General, Minister, Michael Kersner, for your quick action to resolve this before our 2025 budget deliberations are completed, said Hamlin. The second draft of the 2025 budget will be discussed during Council's Committee of the Whole meeting today. The Committee of the Whole meeting follows the regular Council meeting, which starts at 2 p.m. Any members of the public may attend in person in Council chambers at Collingwood Town Hall, or virtually by Zoom webinar. The meeting will also be live-streamed on the town's YouTube channel here.